Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, please be advised, the following program contains mature subject matter. The views and topics expressed on our shows do not represent the views or opinions of our show or any of its networks, affiliates, or hosts. Everyone has the right to their own evil, dark, and disturbing, or otherwise normal opinion. We are therefore not responsible for anything that happens during the course of our show, nor for the things under your bed, in your closet, or buried in your backyard, or for the stuff hidden in locker 14 at the storage shed. With that in mind, we are also not responsible if you become frightened or terrified by our creepiness. So if you're easily offended, scared, or get pissed off, it means we did our job and you don't have to listen. Just don't plug up your ears with screwdrivers. That gets messy. This show is for entertainment purposes only.
Welcome, folks, to Twisted Myth Radio, broadcasting live at blogtalkradio.com/a twisted myth. That's right, folks. We're back on a surprise broadcast. Was only scheduled last minute, so we understand that some of our regulars might not know. Tonight's show is dedicated to our favorite actress, Debbie Rochon, as well as our other favorite actresses, Kelly Maroney, Nikki Homicide. And we got an interesting show tonight for you folks. I've been away. A lot of things happened the past year. I got married. My life changed a little bit. Things got a little busy with work, so the hiatus we were on took a little bit longer. But we're in the midst of coming back, and I have to say we are in talks with Audible.com and Amazon for sponsorship. And we're going to see about doing a show roughly every few weeks, once or twice a month, before we get down to doing it weekly like we did before. We're going to be looking to get co-host, and with cosplay season year-round, we might have a cosplay expert to share her insights with us. Tanky Butt knows what we're talking about. If you don't know who she is, check her out on Instagram and tell her you heard about her on Twisted Myth Radio. Now, we have a normal hour show for you guys tonight. Something that's going to be interesting and fun. Of course, no show will be complete if I mess up and screw up something. So I did forget my drink in the refrigerator. But maybe if Magenta is nice enough sitting in the corner on the couch, she'll come off and get me my drink. But that's looking very doubtful, as much as a UFO coming down here and giving us a live interview. The show is going to be taking callers. The studio line is going to be open. It is 1-929-477-1680, and the chat room is open. We just remember those who know us locally, not use our last name. But I am Crazy Nick. Some of you know me as Crazy Nick Thorne. Some of you know me as Crazy Clown. Some of you know me as that nutty guy. My shows range from pop culture, everything, conspiracy, to lost civilizations, all forms of entertainment, music, paranormal, stuff that make you say, huh? And sometimes we go in the deep end. We are R-rated, so if you are under 21, turn the radio off now. We're not responsible for anything you see, hear, or believe. And please don't play with screwdrivers. It gets messy when your ears bleed. Now, with that, we're going to jump into a topic. We also have the chat room open. And we're actually crossing our fingers tonight that our friend Feral Wolf got our message in time and is able to call in to give us an expert's opinion. With that, we're going to jump right into the madness. That's a twisted myth. Hollow Earth. Now, first, before I get into Hollow Earth, let me jump on something specifically for you guys to maybe clear up a little something. Okay? A lot of people hear the term conspiracy, and they don't know what it is. They don't know what's going on. And I will give you a one-on-one. A conspiracy is listed as a secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful, as in a conspiracy to destroy a government or an intrigue or a plot, okay, or to pervert the course of justice. Okay? Think of things you might have heard throughout your life. That basically comes down to a conspiracy. Anything that also leads confusion about the truth. Now, on with that, the Hollow Earth. Our phone lines are open once again, 1-929-477-1680, if anyone decides to call in. However, the show will be up on blogtalkradio.com/a twisted myth for anyone to download and listen at a later time. You can still call into the show and it will go to a voicemail. And we could access it later on. We're in the process of resetting up our show voicemail. So you guys will be able to leave messages that will be played on the following shows. So that's something to look forward to. We'll also have the chat room open if anyone wants to log in, talk to us via the chat room. Now, going into craziness, Hollow Earth. I'm not going to go into too much detail on any of these topics tonight because we're not going to be responsible for what you believe. We're not pushing it on anyone. We're also not going to be responsible for the nuggers out there who decide to go this route. Okay? This is just facts, research that we come up with that we're bringing to you to make your own decisions on. The Hollow Earth is a historical concept. Okay? That says basically the Earth is hollow. It has an interior space with entrances at the North and South Pole. There's maps of this online. We're not going to get into too many details of it. Okay, but it talks about a subterranean land inside Earth. It's referenced in mythology, folklore, legends. It's arguable. Of course, there's no proof for it. There's no proof against it. Everyone has their own opinions. Joe Blow down the street could believe in it, and Julie Smith next door could not believe it. It's everyone has their own belief system. Okay? Celtic mythology, call it the gates of hell. There's a lot of different sayings from it. There's a lot online. And a lot of this started back in the 17th and 18th centuries with Edmund Halley, who came out with this. And there are a lot of people, I'll tell you this, folks, there are a lot of people out to make a buck. They've written books. They've told all these facts that they have. There's no concrete proof. Now, a few years ago, there was a satellite image from NASA of the North and South Poles. Now, what it showed was a black void over the North and South Pole. That NASA have turned around and said was a hurricane or the eye of a hurricane. Some people have debated it, that why did this storm system settle over that for a long period of time. This, like I said, quid pro quo, folks. Some people say one thing, some people say something else. Some people say there's proof. Others say, no, there's not. So everyone has to decide for themselves what this hollow earth is. Now, it's not just hollow, folks. There are talks about on this inner earth, okay, beneath our surface, which has been referenced in books, of course, TV shows, in the Bible. There's been scientific basis from Edmund Halley, you know, the guy who, you know, Halley's Comet. There's been a lot of skepticism, a lot of documentation, a lot of pictures. Sims Hole, for example, okay, is what this was called back in the 1800s. Now, hollow earth theory states that we live on the surface of the earth, the crust. When you get down so many miles, the earth is hollow and is different civilizations. That's right, civilizations, folks, that are said to live there. Now, different web pages talk of different things. Some say some dinosaurs that were intelligent escaped the cataclysm on the surface, retreated to the hollow earth. And these are the intelligent dinosaurs that have become reptilians. They've evolved, their intelligence has evolved, and they are on the inner earth. And they've also come, they don't exactly explain this, from outer space, from the Draco system. Okay, so right there you have two different scenarios talking about dinosaurs that live inside the earth that are so advanced, they talk with dinosaurs from another universe that came here in UFOs years ago. Now, a lot of people have speculated and said, oh my God, reptiles, you know, oh, we got a call in, folks. Let's see who we have on the line. Hello, you're live on the air with TwistedMyth.com. Who we got here? Hello, you're live on the air. Hello? Oh, they hung up. All right. Might be a little screenish. Oh, the call dropped. So they'll probably try calling back in. Again, the phone number is 1-929-477-1680. And call if you want to try back. You can try calling back again, and we'll put you live on the air. The chat room is also open for people who want to check us out. Now, going back, as I said, people talk about there's reptids that live in the earth. The reptids come from another galaxy. They reference Mount Shasta and a few other sites as where these UFOs have come down and entered the hollow earth. Now, before you people start speculating and wondering what I'm talking about, okay, they talk about how there's many lost civilizations. Everyone knows them as Lemuria, as Mu, Atlantis. All these supposedly exist with different facts and beliefs on the inner earth. Now, it's what you believe. There's countless information online. You got to remember, the internet was only in its infancy. When it was born, there was no way for anyone to prove or disprove things. And there are a lot of people out there trying to make a buck. So, here we go. We have a caller on the air. Let's see if we get her on. Who is this? You're live on the air with the Twisted Myth Radio. Who we have here?
Hi, it's Lauren.
Hey, it's Lauren. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Are you just listening in, or would you like to get in on some of these topics?
I'd like to get in on some of these topics.
Go ahead. Speak whatever you like. What are your thoughts? We won't say anything about how we know you, but what are your thoughts on this this first one about the Hollow Earth?
Well, I had just tuned in, so could you fill me in a little bit? I was hearing something about dinosaurs and UFOs.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of theories out there. Most of them range around Agartha and the Hollow Earth. It's been referenced back starting from the 1800s that the Earth is actually hollow. And there are entrances all over, but mostly in the North and South Poles. And supposedly different beings live inside the Earth. Lost continents of Atlantis, Lemuria, and Mu are supposed to be there, as well as giants. Some references say Germans, UFOs, the Greys, and the Reptilians are all supposed to coexist peacefully inside the Earth. Now, a lot of people believe different things. Go ahead.
Where in the, like by the core, because the core is too hot, they can't survive.
Well, that's the question that a lot of people are questioning, because there is supposedly the theory that there is some type of sun in the inner Earth.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people also speculate there's supposed to be a lot of magma. So if there is a hollow Earth, a lot of people question, how is this possible? There's a lot of maps that show all this. But like I said, there's a lot of speculation. Some people believe. Some people adamantly say this is truth. And you get some people who say, no, it's not. Like any conspiracy, there's plus and minuses, pros and cons. There's no proof either way. It's all speculative. And a lot of people are making money on the fact of they claim it's true and there's no one to dispute it. And you also have people who are going out of their way and making money, disputing it and saying it's highly impossible, but citing those specific facts you just stated.
Right.
Now,
do you feel torn about it, or are you just presenting the information, or do you think that
I'm just presenting
your
the information?
Views? Mm-hmm.
I'm just basically presenting the information, opening up a dialogue with people. There's a lot of people who've talked about this before. There's a lot
mm-hmm.
of people who, I don't know, have come up with this list of entrances. I don't know if there's people who actually went looking or what it is. The internet's a funny thing. As I said just before, it's in its infancy. So before this, no one could put their information out there. No one could have anything disputed. Supposedly, like I said, the North and South Polar entrances, Mount Shasta in California is said to be a huge entranceway. There's places in Italy and the Himalayas and the Pyramid of Giza. All these are said to be entrances.
Wow.
A lot of people go both ways, say yes, it's true. Some say it's not. There was supposed to be an expedition in the 1800s that actually entered the inner Earth and lost, I believe it's 4,000 men and a ton of ships. But there's no proof of this. So
wow.
A lot of people don't know what to believe. There's a lot of speculation. And oddly enough, there's a lot of what some people are calling facts about the reptilians. The biggest fact out there right now is about Queen Elizabeth and Princess Diana. I don't know how much you're into spelunking, but the biggest thing right now is supposedly a number of years ago, currently, from what I understand, Interpol has an arrest warrant out for Queen Elizabeth because some years ago she supposedly kidnapped 1,500 children or 15,000. They say she is a reptilian. They say there's documented evidence of this, and that is one of the reasons why Diana was silenced. But again, it's speculation. There's no actual proof of this. But That's the only thing that is in abundance online of photos and everything referencing this. To say, if you look at it in slow motion TV, you can see the reptilian eyes blinking. But I don't know about you. I don't have that type of time on my hands to sit there and see if a video is blinking.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have all that time?
No, I really don't, actually. But that's interesting. I never heard that theory, but something to look into. But I do, you know, to start a discussion about extraterrestrial, I do believe that there is life on, on other planets. And I know, you know, people might disagree about aliens and encounters, but I truly believe in that. So it's interesting that you said, really? Oh, we'll be talking about all this stuff, you know, and there's totally,
well,
you know, so much.
As you know, we're going to be doing another show very soon and upcoming on UFOs, because it's been a hotbed of talk recently on it.
Okay, so maybe we'll talk about
especially with the Men in Black.
Show.
Yes, the Men in Black have been supposedly reported in New York. I'll put it that way.
Oh, that's interesting.
One thing I've learned, I have to be careful what I report on.
Oh.
But,
okay.
Yeah, we are going to be dealing on UFOs, the Grays, and everything happening out at Montauk.
What's happening out at Montauk?
If you ever get some time and you ever want to visit Camp Hero, it's a very interesting delve into a questionable story. It's a lot of questions about if it was done just to make a buck, if it was actually true. Of course, the people behind the mines, I won't get into it now because that is another future show, and we have spoken about it before in our shows. It all wraps in with the Philadelphia experiment. And one goes with the other one. So we will be jumping on that soon. But it also has to deal with the reptilians at Montauk, who are supposed to have helped this whole project as it is.
Right, interesting.
Now,
so it's funny that you say that you brought up, dinosaurs and all these things that are supposed to be extinct, but you're saying they're coexisting. And obviously we still know that there are dinosaurs that roam the earth in the form of crocodiles and alligators and, you know, certain type of reptiles. They were in the dinosaur age and their era.
That's correct.
So they have adapted, and obviously if they're still being able to adapt and live on the earth currently, that, yeah, maybe there is, you know, maybe they are existing somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of the conjecture. As I said, a lot of people believe that the reptilians, there's two different types of information, and a lot of people aren't quite informative. They know this definite lot knowledge, but they can't explain certain things. Some of the knowledge says some of the Saurians, the intelligent dinosaurs, managed to escape the meteor into the inner earth, or discovered the inner earth, and while evolving, they were able to speak with the reptilians from the Draco system, and hence that also brings in the UFOs, saying how they've traveled back and forth. And there has been documented questions about UFOs being sighted near Mount Shasta, California, where they say is one of the entrances to the inner earth. But again,
and
there has been
sightings?
There has been sightings, but anything, it's a conspiracy theory. It's confusion that it points to one thing, but they're telling you it's not going on. Okay? Like,
right.
There's a lot of talk that there's reptilians in the government, and they're guiding everything away because people are getting too close to their existence. And they say there's key points in history when humans have gotten too close, that there's been a major distraction that has turned everyone to look the other way. And by the time it's over, everyone's forgotten about what they were originally looking at. As I said, a lot of this
right.
conjecture, there are a lot of people who have gone looking. Now, the funny thing is there are references in the Bible about this. And if I could find where I have it, there are actually references in the Bible that talk about inner earth.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could find the page.
Wow.
I will. That's the problem with too many pages open.
That's all right. Take your
let's
time.
Let's see here. There's a lot of maps as well. Like I said, if you look on the internet, if anyone looks on the internet, and that show is open to anyone, again, who wants to call in at 929-477-1680. This is all conjecture, folks, but there are a lot of things online. It's all speculation. There's information, there's misinformation. If you think about it, everything gives you information, but in the same respect, you'll find a bunch of stuff that will dispute it. So the question is, what is true and what isn't? And that's the thing that people don't know. What is true and what isn't? Now, if I could find this page to give you the Bible references, it talks about the inner earth. And, well, Agartha is the biggest thing that everyone talks about. There's Agartha, Lemuria, and Mu, which some people have all said all these places are pretty much like Atlantis. So no one knows exactly if it is Atlantis, if that's just another name. People talk about things that happened in the past. However, people don't realize that things change over time. Supposedly years ago, there was no North America and South America. There was one big mass continent, and something happened that broke the continent. That's why you see species of animals where they couldn't possibly exist beforehand, and they've adapted. And a lot of people say that's the only way this could actually happen. Is if there was one particular place and everything roamed together. Now, let me see if I could find this. As I said, there's a lot of stuff online. It's just how deep you want to go into it. And recently, I think it was 2 years ago, NASA were the ones who showed a satellite image of the North Pole and the South Pole, and they explained the anomaly of a black void over both of the poles and the absence of magnetism, what they claimed was due to a hurricane that for some reason lingered over those places. Now, I found a Bible reference. In the Philippians 2:10, there's a reference. The name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Okay. Now, it mentions the knees of things, people, conjectures, creatures, shall bow. These things are all alive, So if they live underneath the earth, is this a reference to subterranean life? There's more references. Book of Revelations 5:3 gives a similar mention to subterranean humans. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, nor under the earth, was able to open the book, neither look thereon. Again, it's referencing men under the earth. And this is the Bible. Now, there's also more references in the Book of Enoch. Plato talks about it. The Buddhists talk about it. And a lot of people have looked at religion and wondered, because it is said in Vatican City there is a special hall that is for a special conference. They don't list what it's for, but it's exclusively for the Pope. It is designed, shaped, and looks exactly like a snake head, and the interior is designed like a snake. A lot of people are conjecturing that this could be a connection to the reptilians, or a way that the reptilians are communicating with people on the earth. Okay, this came into the limelight, I believe it was 2 years ago, with Pope Benedict. He is the only existing pope who ever resigned from popehood.
And, who is?
Pope Benedict.
Oh, Pope Benedict, yeah.
Yes, they claim he is the only one that's ever resigned. Most of the time a pope dies in office. He is the only one that resigned. And a lot of these people that talk about the routines and inner earth conject that he was about to reveal something major. And again, if you research a lot of these things, there's a lot of connections. Queen Elizabeth, the reptilians, Illuminati,
right,
the Masons, of all connected together in some way,
resigned,
shape,
so you
or
have
form.
To question, yeah, you have to question why he quickly resigned.
Exactly. Now, I'm not going to get into religion, because one thing I learned a long time ago is you never discuss religion. I got a video playing somewhere.
Let's change the subject and talk a little bit about upcoming movies that are coming out. I'd like to talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, yes. Yes, we have, we're not going to spoil Endgame on you, because we happen to know for a fact
you
haven't
seen
it.
Right.
But the only spoiler we'll give to everyone is just so everyone knows, because they don't prepare you for it. There's no cut scene at the end of anyone going to see Endgame. We'll wait a few weeks before we do a review on it. But you have to listen very carefully as the credits roll. And that's all we will say about that.
Okay.
Because when we do the review on Endgame, we have a lot of upcoming spoilers. And I will warn you of this. Do not watch the Spider-Man trailer that has just been released if you don't want to have Endgame ruined.
Okay.
Okay. You really don't want to have everything you expect destroyed. But another upcoming movie that we're looking forward to, which is actually in a couple of weeks, is Godzilla, King of Monsters. Now, that is going to be a big one. What Universal is doing is putting all the monsters together. And I'm not sure if this is Universal or if this is still Legendary. But they're trying to make one cohesive system that all these creatures exist in one universe. Hence, we have Godzilla being the king of monsters, having to go up and stop the Titans, which are Mothra, Rodan, and King Ghidorah all out to destroy the Earth, with King Ghidorah being the alpha, the one that's the leader of all these monsters. It is set to, they said it might even topple Endgame.
Wow.
Now, anyone who's a Godzilla fan is very much aware that Godzilla is well alive in Japan and China. There's been countless movies, more than have been seen in the United States. I myself personally have every new Godzilla film that has come out, except the god-awful New York one that was made a few years back with Matthew Broderick, which no one even references as a Godzilla movie.
Right.
But Godzilla King of Monsters is said, and I quote the director, it sets the stage for what's coming after. Because after King of Monsters, the big movie finally comes out. King Kong versus Godzilla.
Oh, wow. I would love to see that. Yep.
And that is set. That's why a few years ago they came out with Kong Skull Island. It was to introduce Kong and show you him. Think of it as an origin story. You've had Godzillas. Now you have King Kong. They don't say how to bring these two together, but it's set to come out after King of Monsters. Now, there's also a reference in King of Monsters that a lot of, they're called kaiju, the giant monsters in Japan. There's a spectacular kaiju that everyone is waiting on. I myself have been a fan for years. He is called Gamera. He's a flying turtle. He's had over 11 movies. Some that have been released in the United States, some that actually have been subtitled. And people have said in the trailer for King of Monsters, you see a turtle corpse. And people are kind of wondering if he's going to make an appearance.
Hmm.
Now, what are your thoughts on monster movies, Godzilla's? I don't know if you saw that one that came out a few years ago with the giant robots.
Yes, it was like the male and female one.
No, this was more along the lines of there was a breach. I can't think of the name of it offhand, but there was a breach, and there was demon creatures that were breaking through a familiar dimension. And giant robots to defend them.
Oh, no, I was talking about the... which Godzilla? I'm looking it up on Google now. It was I can't think. It was maybe it was the 2014 one, where there was like a male and a female creature, and they were obviously mating, whatever, and reproducing all these babies, and Godzilla had to kill all of them, and including the male and female.
Let's look it up.
I think that's the, let's see.
I don't ever remember seeing that one.
Yes, that was the one, I believe it was the 2014 one where, I'm trying to think who was in it. Elizabeth Olsen was in that one. She was the wife. She played the wife. That's interesting.
Okay,
that you
yes. I know the one you are talking about. That was actually Godzilla. That was actually the one that came out. The original Godzilla came out introducing him after Toho. Toho is the original creators of Godzilla, and they're still producing Godzilla films over there.
Right.
In fact, we got to meet him at a meet and greet about 11 years ago at a convention, the man who played Godzilla.
Oh, wow.
So, it was interesting. It was the only time, one of the few times he came to the United States. And what's worse is the guy at the time spoke not a word of English. And the translator even had a hard time. But yes, it was the 2014 Godzilla.
Yeah, did you see that one, Nick, or no?
Yeah, I saw that one. That was Godzilla's origin story.
Yeah.
Because they had to make that Godzilla because they screwed up the other one with Matthew Broderick.
Right, and this one portrays that he is like a good guy. He ends up saving, you know, the city, and is not portrayed as like.
They don't show him as a good guy. They just show him at that point. He's defending humankind.
Yes.
Now in other Godzilla movies, they have speculated more than once when Godzilla saves humanity. They speculated, oh, Godzilla saves humanity. But what happens when humanity destroys itself? Will Godzilla change humanity?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is he portrayed more as the good guy, like that he's helping humans, or is he going to turn against the humans in the new one?
Exactly. It's going to be interesting because as it goes on, I'm sure we're going to get more and more trailers and more information. Of course, they're keeping a lot of it under wraps.
Now,
don't want to let the golden goose out of the bag, so to speak.
For the movie, I mean, they probably haven't even started filming it yet or developing it, but the movie with Kong and Godzilla, that's going to be very interesting.
Oh, it's already wrapped.
I don't know if they're. Oh, it is.
It's already wrapped.
So is that supposed to be based on an island? Is that going to be based in Japan? And they, like, and who's the good guy? Is it just that they're fighting each other?
They haven't released any information yet because, according to the directors and the producers, King of Monsters has to be out to reference what's happening. Like, from what I understand, there's going to be like a cutscene that's going to pretty much introduce what's coming. They haven't said what or where, but supposedly that's what's going to be introducing everything.
Okay.
So people are pretty much waiting to see exactly what that's supposed to mean. Now, interesting.
Well, if you could make a prediction tonight, because you do know a lot about movies and things, would you guess that one of them, let's not just, you know, point fingers and say it's always Godzilla, one of them is trying to hurt humans or humanity and the other one is trying to protect, would you think? Or do you think it's about a completely different thing?
It might be. It's hard to actually predict because Kong saved the humans and Godzilla saved the humans.
Right.
So there has to be something that is going to hurt one of them. Okay, something is going to, I don't know if you say something's going to push one of them. Something is going to make one go against humanity.
Okay.
Which is going to be interesting because that's actually kind of like a reference to Agartha. In the respect that, here it is. Agartha is supposed to be one of these subterranean civilizations that vanished off the face of the earth that had a lot of intelligent people. Okay, I know I'm digressing from Godzilla. I do that a lot. For any listeners, if you want to call in, 929-477-1680. We're live on blogtalkradio.com/A Twisted Myth. Will be available on podcast download 30 minutes after the show ends. Going back to Agartha, there was a French occultist in the 19th century, Alexandre Saint-Yves de Alavadrin. He published a reliable account of Agartha in Europe, saying that the wisdom and wealth of this place will be accessible for all mankind when Christianity lives up to the commandments that were once drafted by Moses and God, which means when anarchy, which exists in our world, is replaced by synarchy, then this place that's buried in the Himalayas in Tibet will be available for mankind. Okay. It's interesting how that goes along with Godzilla and Kong, because they're fighting for humanity. And the people that believe in the mythology of Agartha, which is associated with Shambhala, and some people say Shangri-La, okay, is the same thing. When humanity stops fighting with itself, there'll be all this peaceful information.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Like I said, anything with the internet is conjecture. You have a lot of people that agree with it. You have a lot of people that don't. The biggest person that caused a lot of these problems is an author that came out by the name of, if I can find it, David Icke, I believe, was the first person to talk about this hollow earth theory. A lot of people have made the conjecture, though, that, if I can find it again, people have made the conjecture that this guy just did it for the money. He wrote all these books, made a ton of cash, actually, has documented proof of reptilians, the Greys, the Giants. Supposedly, he flew a plane into the North Pole, traversed around to the South Pole, which people have speculated is impossible because the amount of fuel you would need at that time was impossible in any kind of aircraft.
Right.
But this is a person who claims to have been to the inner earth. He's also someone who claimed that you could tell someone is a reptilian by a specific list of signs. Okay, I know I go off the beaten track a lot. They talk about people who have green or hazel eyes that change color, people that have pure redheads or low blood pressure, people who have very good sight and hearing, people who have the capability to disrupt electrical appliances or have unexplained scars, or people who just said to have very piercing eyes, or people who they claim you could tell are reptilians. And this guy made a ton of money for it. And a lot of scientists came out, claimed he was wrong. He referenced even Obama, saying Obama was a reptilian. Again,
wait a minute.
All,
so are they, do they get like, obviously, like they're half human, half reptile, like they get bit by one and then it's like in their blood? Is that what you're saying?
Well, a lot of conjecture, because of course the first person that brought this up had to make sure they specified aliens, reptiles weren't having sex with humans. They were manipulating the DNA to make a human-reptile hybrid. Okay. Then there's other documentation that says reptiles need a specific chemical to let them shape-shift into humans, and this requires them to feed off of children, feed off energy and blood of children, which goes back to the Queen Elizabeth with the abduction of all these children.
That's very interesting. Yep.
With everything, it's the internet. So, but the only thing that is a definite thing with the internet, everything points back to the royal family. And there's a lot of information online that talks about Queen Elizabeth II and Princess Diana and the reptilian elite is what they're called. Okay, but again, people say it's true. It's almost like in real life. You could say the Greys exist. I could say they don't. A friend down the block from you could say, oh, that can't possibly exist because these exist. Everyone has their own opinion, and no one can say for a fact, you're right, you're wrong. It's just opinions, because a lot of theories are, there can never be concrete proof, because if there ever is, it would shake humanity to its very core. Now, that's not saying that it's true or not. It's just saying if it's revealed that it is true, it might shake up reality. If they reveal it's not true, it might shake up reality. So if they put it as a question, everyone's happy. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes. Yep.
So, I mean, there's no rights or wrongs. There's no way to prove anything. And, of course, anyone who knows anything about the scientific community is known for disproving everything possible. Okay? We talked on one show once about wormholes. And we pointed to a lot of documented cases from scientists that said wormholes cannot exist. There's no proof they exist. And years later, these same scientists published papers saying, yes, wormholes exist, but not referencing when someone said, well, 10 years ago, you said this was impossible. And it's one of these overlooked questions. Next question, it's not answered. And that's with everything with this. Whether it's reptiles, gray aliens, cryptozoology, Bigfoot. Look at Bigfoot. How many years have probably going back to your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, there's been Bigfoot sightings. No one's ever seen it. No one's ever captured it on a video. But yet people are talking about it. And everyone's seen these footprints. The only thing people could ever say about Bigfoot is, he is super fast because no one could ever see him.
Yeah, but I thought there was a video in 19. Somebody did record a video, but there's conspiracies that it's somebody dressed up in a suit. But the way, the mannerisms of it is like how a monkey would walk kind of thing. So
exactly.
I don't know.
And it's funny.
Real.
It's funny you should mention that because just recently. I think within the past couple of years, there was an anthropologist who stated that right now the apes are evolving. There are some apes that are using tools. But it was dropped right afterwards, and there was no more information about it. So a lot of people theorize, if apes are using tools, is this the next evolution of mankind? If the apes are evolving, wouldn't that mean mankind would evolve? But in the same respect, a lot of conspiracists say this goes against the Bible, because the Bible tells you God created heaven and earth, man and woman. It doesn't say God created apes and let apes evolve into man. So there's a lot of people, that's why you never get into the religion conversations with scientists, because you have a fight on your hands, because they will disprove everything the Bible says, and theologists who are deep into the Bible will disprove scientists. They actually cancel each other out, which a lot of people have said, if they cancel each other out, who's the one who knows the answers? Where's that person? Because if they cancel each other out, there's got to be someone somewhere who knows what the actual truth is. And the question is, why are they quiet? You follow what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. And I mean, the Bigfoot sightings, nobody's ever, but they made like a whole TV show about it and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's like with the UFO sightings. We follow UFOs for a long time. We followed cases of the Men in Black. Here on Long Island, there has been over, I think, 300 reported cases in just the past 20 years of UFO sightings and Men in Black sightings at various points on the island. And again, there's people that say, oh, there's no such thing. Then there's people that say, yeah, it's true. Then there's places that make you wonder. Okay, places that are, let's just say, old military bases that have power lines that run into the ground and just stop. And they're on military bases that are no longer active, yet something is going on. Okay, if something is cemented up, we think about your house. If your front door is cemented over that you can't get through the front door, okay, you can't get through your front door, but you have windows and a back door to get in. But now if you have a visitor coming to your house for the first time and they see a cemented door, oh, we can't get in, we'll have to leave. But then you see, you hear about 10,000 people going in the back door and they say, you can't put 10,000 people in that house. Where are they going? Why is there power lines going to the house? There's various bases around the country that are like that. One notably on Long Island. Now, we're going to start wrapping up. Go ahead.
Let me just ask you one more thing.
Go right ahead.
Okay. So if there's conspiracies about this type of stuff, reptiles, dinosaurs, what about, is there any conspiracies about vampires still roaming the earth, or if they were true, or werewolves?
Funny you should mention that. We did a show a while back, about a year ago. My co-host at the time, Feral Wolf, and myself, we did extensive research into it. Believe it or not, there are still places like the actual Transylvania and Romania where they actively believe in vampires, werewolves. There is even a condition where people have extreme hair and they have what's called the werewolf gene. They're not transforming into something, but they have so much hair all over their body that even shaving it doesn't keep it gone for long. But we are going to be recovering that again soon. And hopefully,
yeah, I was going to say maybe on your next show or something, please mention it and I'll tune in because I'd love to discuss that more in more depth.
Well, hopefully we'll have our favorite friend and B-movie queen, Debbie Rochon. If she's feeling up to it, we'll have her on the show because we know she has a lot to say about that. Been that she's starred in a few B-movies like that. But we actually have to start closing out the show. We got a minute left. We want to remind everyone to hang out. We want to remind everyone our chat room is open for 30 minutes after the show. Or an after show. We will be coming out with another show in a few weeks, putting something together, getting our guests in order. Our show is at blogtalkradio.com/atwistedmyth. Our website is atwistedmyth.com. Summer is coming. So as always, like we do every year, I'm sure we'll be out in the Hamptons judging some swimsuit competition. You might want to enjoy the laughs about that. We tend to have interesting conversations about asses on our show. So it's always worth a good laugh at the lengths at which women will go to win a little 3 foot or 3 inch trophy. But with that, folks, we want to wrap out our show. We want to thank our call-in guest. We'll call her Lauren X. for calling in and joining us. We
will post
another thing. And, okay, the recording is finished. Lauren, thanks a lot for calling in.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Okay, it's off the air, so the recording has stopped. Thanks so much for calling in and joining us here. With that, folks, tune in next time. And
hello. Okay. Very big. Put a headset on. Very nice.
One second.
I can't see her, but I don't know if she's that. I can find out. No, I'm in the
press. Still big. One second. I just want to compile this.
Are you up there? Can you talk? Fever.
I don't know if we picked up Lauren or not. Are you hung up?
Well, she her parents are right then, so do you want to come over with the next show and sit with you and talk to you?
Okay.
Do you want me to ask you if that's okay?
Yeah, hang on a minute. I want to see if this recording picked up Lauren's calling.